The Senate said Urbana-Champaign, Chicago, and Springfield encouraged this board to further enhance the meaning of academic freedom in the statutes of the University of Illinois. Members of U of I faculty care about academic freedom and its various manifestations. For instance, Professor Larry Golden from UIS was the spokesperson for the American Civil Liberties Union in the famous Skokie case. He, in fact, spoke in favor of providing freedom of speech rights even to the Nazis at Urbana-Champaign television. Well, if we are in favor of providing freedom of speech even to the Nazis, which in the Skokie case the Supreme Court agreed with, then academic freedom should not fall behind freedom of speech, should it? I want to also recommend a recent book on academic freedom by Professor Finkin from this campus. I will be speaking on more historical aspects of that notion. Academic freedom has its ancient martyrs, such as Socrates, who was condemned by a democracy for trying to have frank conversation with politicians and religious leaders. We also know about Giordano Bruno, who was condemned to death by the Inquisition for trying to argue that the Earth is not the only inhabited planet. But academic freedom is based on respect for reason. That respect has been questioned, for instance, by many early Christian theologians, which has led quite directly to the burning of the Library of Alexandria. Fortunately, some Christian philosophers, such as St. Augustine, defended the role of reason, and their views eventually prevailed. Academic freedom as such started with an unlikely hero, a medieval emperor, Frederick Barbarossa. In 1158, Barbarossa granted academic freedom to the University of Bologna. Why did he do so? Partly to show his might over the city governments, partly to encourage studies of the Justinian Code that became the background of his legal system. Yet, as Umberto Eco argues in some of his works, it was largely to establish the court of reason, able to adjudicate between him and earthly authorities and the Pope and religion. The court of law was always either appointed by the Pope or by the king, so it was not able to play that role. This created a big competitive advantage for Europe. You know, in China, this debate was definitely decided one way. The earthly authorities won. In the Muslim world, it was decided the other way. We saw that from that time on, Europe and European intellectual life started developing faster than those other big civilizations. That might be one of the reasons. Today also, academicians play a role as public intellectuals, which is exactly rooted in the decisions made as early as Barbarossa, not to mention Socrates. So academic freedom came way before, at least 600 years before, freedom of speech. This is very, very important. It is important for social thinkers, as well as on the left, as well on the right. It is also important for the progress in science and the arts. There are very many definitions of freedom of speech. The most famous one provided by AAUP. Those are in the acts that board members have. I will focus just on one definition given by our colleague.